Hot Springs. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
That's Rootin' Tootin'.
And we're from the Garland County Library.
And this is Checked Out,
a podcast where we talk about all things library each Friday.
Broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios.
Thanks for joining us.
It's balmy Friday.
It's a balmy Friday outside. Be sure to pack an umbrella out there whenever you listen. Who are you and what do you do?
I am Brett. Not Brent.
Not Brent.
No. Okay. Much to everyone's confusion.
Yeah.
And I am the teen librarian.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, that is, I'm the librarian for the teens. I'm not a librarian that is a teen. It's not like a Doogie Howser situation.
That's good to point that out.
Yeah.
Just so we all know.
I've had people ask that before. Not in recent years, but early on. Yeah.
Well, and you came over from Saline County, right?
I did.
And they have like a kind of a different structure too. So it's like they have a tween librarian.
Yes.
And then like a children's, I guess, like we do. And so how is that kind of different here? Because now we're about to get a youth librarian, right? Or
are we?
Or whatever Brooke is.
A specialist.
A specialist. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So we have Katie that's a children's librarian. And then Tiffany that's the executive director of youth services.
Yes, or as we're calling it CATS now. Oh. Children and Teen Services.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. And so I was always like young adult, but now it's just teen, right? Like teen.
Because young adult could
be
like...
Yeah, I never liked young adult.
20 to 20. And now there's a new adult. And that's like a whole other thing.
Nice.
All right. So, what are your favorite type of programs?
Oh, man. I mean, my go-to is, like, games. Board games, Dungeons & Dragons.
D&D!
Yeah, video games. That's kind of my favorite. But I like to try weird new stuff, too. I literally, less than an hour ago, ordered a guitar. Because I want to try to learn and then do, like, a guitar lesson program where I'm kind of learning with them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. You know, just kind of whatever
I like that
crosses my mind at any given moment.
And you started a Discord.
Yes.
For us. Is that the correct way you say it? A Discord?
Yeah, that works. Okay.
You guys play on the Discord?
Right.
We do. It doesn't. So I did have one before in Saline County that I started with COVID, and that took off a little better. I think now that COVID's not much of a thing. it's been a little slower, but yeah, we do have, we play like Jackbox games on there. I'm doing a holiday special in December.
Hey.
Discord holiday special.
Nice.
We're going to play games and stuff.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like the way that you, and you could probably talk a little bit more, but I like the way that like there's D&D programs, right? Where like you can come in and play and you're the Dungeon Master. And then you have programs where, like, the teens are the DM. And then you have, like, a DM Academy. Like, all of your programs are, like, kind of set up, you know?
Well, the trick there is there's a lot of games to DM, and I need more people to do it. So if I teach them how, then, you know, I just become sort of the uber DM.
Yeah.
And they're my puppets. I mean, my accomplices underneath.
Smart.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah, we're building a world up and everything. Nice. That's going to be all theirs once we get started.
Is it a World of Warcraft?
No. I don't want to be sued. Yeah.
It's a world of Peacecraft.
Yes. It's a world of Minecraft.
Yeah, so you know what? Like, whenever I started 9 years ago, like, Minecraft was still, you know, the thing. Or, I guess, Roblox? Is that, like, teens too now? Like, have you seen that stay?
Roblox scares me. It's too... I don't know. Apparently, there's, like, weird stuff on Roblox.
Okay,
if you go down the wrong, like, rabbit holes or whatever. But Minecraft is still going strong.
All
right. And, yeah, I mean, not to, you know, date myself too much, but I remember, like, in college, Minecraft was still, like, in beta mode or whatever. It was, like, a cool thing if you happened to get to play. And so we were all goofing around with it there. And then now it's, you know.
The biggest game in the world or something.
Yeah. We used to have a Minecraft server.
We did.
That the IT manager held for the library. But I think it was, there are so many rules with, like, public computers or public worlds that, like, I'm sure you'll run into that with teens, where it's just, like, not the library teens, but the teens outside of the library are not, sometimes not the nicest.
Yeah, you gotta keep an eye on them.
So, like, I would say it's, like, the hardest or the second hardest demographic to get into a library. Like, teens as a whole, like... You know,
would you say is the other hardest?
I was going to say 30s, like late 20s, 30, like
especially
adults.
Until they have
a family.
Yeah. Once they have kids, then it's like children.
Then it's automatically back.
Children are the easiest one to grab, or the elderly. Like, you know, they... children
and
the
elderly are the easiest ones to grab. That's Brent.
Or the library to, like, get in and get interested. But, like, teens to, like, 40 years old. It's, like, super hard to get them interested. Have you found, like, are there tricks that you have that you're discovering or that you brought over?
One thing I found at some of the schools, if they have, if I go to their school to do like a library program or something, like I was just at Hot Springs Junior Academy the other day, they have a Switch set up in their library. So there were like, I brought board games to play and kids were over there playing Super Smash Brothers. And I just walked up and grabbed a controller and started playing. And I was like, and then I won. And they were like, oh my gosh, this one girl was like, so you really like Nintendo, huh? And so just sort of putting myself out there and showing that, like, obviously we don't follow like teen culture too much. That's impossible.
Yeah.
You cannot.
Yeah.
But just to even show that there's a little bit of like, we kind of get it. You know, you like video games, we're going to have snacks. That's, I mean, honestly, the real answer, hang on, forget everything I just said. The real answer is food.
Snacks.
Food. Have
snacks.
Food at a program and they will show up.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's, but the longer answer is, you know, just make sure they know that you got stuff for them and that you're willing to listen. You know, obviously not everything's going to be a hit, but if they have an idea, I'll listen to it and try to implement it if I can.
So like right now, our youth services are all kind of in one room. And if you walk in, like, I know teen or young adult, they're right outside the doors, but they're still kind of connected to the children's department. Is there something you're really looking forward to with the remodel, you know, coming up that's like, do you think it'll, you know, affect more teens getting involved that are like not around the kids?
I definitely do. If you've ever been a teen, and hopefully you both have, you don't want to be around kids. You know, that's just like part of it. Especially if you have a little brother or sister or something already. Like,
yeah.
So when we remodel, it's going to be on the second floor. It's going to be a distinct teen area with, you know, games at all times and computers and stuff, and it's just going to be their zone. And I want it to be, like, customizable. I want, like, a board that they can write on or draw on or whatever, you know. And my favorite part is right now the plan is it's going to be on the second floor above the children's department.
Okay.
With a glass wall so that the kids can, like, look up and be like, one day I'll be a teenager and I can go up there, you know.
Yeah, it's like a physical and, like, metaphorical graduation. Like,
exactly.
Oh, you're aging up. Like,
you
now
gotta
you're
climb
like
the
this,
stairs.
Like... Because, like, right now, yeah, we have to separate. Like, there's children's programs, and then there's teen programs, and never the twain shall meet. Like, you know, like, it will not work. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're about to have a teen. What are you hoping for in a
what,
teen
with
a, area?
With the...
Yeah.
She's only 7.
Oh,
I was about
I
to
know.
Say,
I,
like,
you're
I
about to have
about
a teen?
To have a teen.
I don't know. I don't have kids.
She's, like, halfway there.
By
yeah.
the way.
I mean, if attitude counts,
yeah,
then, yeah, I do have a teen.
Yeah.
But... So second floor, that's cool. Are you going to do like a rope ladder or like a fireman pole or anything?
There are talks to have a fireman pole.
I know we've talked about giant slide anyways,
yeah.
Which would be awesome.
Yeah, I think there's talk for a slide. I might get a fireman pole behind my desk.
Nice.
It's not for the teens. It's for me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. They're not allowed to use it because that's a lawsuit. But
yeah.
I can break my ankle and it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looking for more local content like this and so much more? Click subscribe by visiting hotsr.com.
What else? Like, what's your favorite program that you've done? Because, like, I really liked during October, and it was, like, spooky season, you progressively got more and more undead, like, with, you became a zombie.
Yes,
so, like,
zombie camp.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely one of my favorites that I did. It was a series of programs about, like, surviving the zombie apocalypse, and, you know, it's technically useful information for real life, like, how to grow a plant, and, you know, how to barricade your home in the event of a disaster, you know, stuff like that. But under the guise of zombies.
Zombies.
Yeah. Yeah. And then every week, yeah, I did myself up to look a little worse off. And by the end, I was full zombie.
So you can find those still on the library's Facebook page. But my favorite thing about those pictures is, I don't know who took them for you each week, but I love that the Shut Hard Post-it was just right behind your head in every single picture.
Yeah, it's very like, don't dead inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
don't dead open inside.
Yeah.
Is there something coming up that you're really excited about? Like a new program or a new idea or take that you're going to do with the teens or for the teens?
There's a new program series, I guess, that I've only done one of so far. I'm calling it Nerd History 101.
Nice.
And the one I did before was about the Super Nintendo. So it was like you come
in, that's right, yeah.
Learn a little bit about the Super Nintendo, and then we had some Super Nintendos out for them to play and stuff. And then in January, though, I'm doing Nerd History 101 Nerf.
Ooh,
and so
that's
a little,
good.
Little history of Nerf guns and stuff, and then I want to try to get...
auditorium, and like just have a giant, like,
target
vibe.
Practice.
Yeah, like...
Well, I want to get in... Apparently, we have some staff family members who are really into modding Nerf.
Oh, yeah, yep.
So I want to try to get them in and see if we can, like, get everyone a little Nerf gun to mod a little bit. I don't want anyone to, like, literally put an eye out or anything.
Yeah.
But just to talk about, like, that scene, because apparently it's very vibrant. And you can make some, like, scary Nerf guns.
And plus, like, I guess with, like, if you work really closely with our new facilities and design manager, Butch Smith, like, he's a whiz with, like, 3D printing, and he also does, like, model kits, or, you know, like, he makes stuff. I'm sure he's probably going to be involved, too.
Oh, yeah.
But
I've talked to him.
Like, what's your next thing that you want to make, or... have him make you, because I saw like there was a castle for D&D, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean, like
he's
he
made
do...
some cool stuff.
Yeah, like
did you paint those?
No, I did not.
Okay.
That was Katie's husband.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah,
I just started learning how to paint models, so maybe someday.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, he's made me like a tavern that you can take the top the roof
yeah.
off of it and see the rooms inside.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I don't have anything. I do. So the kids in DM Academy, you know, they're building this world and everything, including some new monsters and stuff. And the one I'm excited about is they made like a radioactive dragon.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
And so once we get that ironed out a little more, that would be a really cool 3D print.
Yeah, that'd be rad.
Ooh, we can make it like glow in the dark or something.
Yeah.
So it's literally radioactive.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah,
we can use uranium and like,
yeah.
You know, plutonium. Like,
yeah.
It'd be good.
We got that laying around.
The pictures are going to come out fuzzy, but the teams are all right.
Well,
they might
for
be
now.
Fuzzy someday.
Yeah. We'll have fun immediately. In the long term, not so much.
Yeah. Well, what else? What else we got?
I like how you came here from Celine, so you weren't familiar with our public school systems. And
you got a lot of them.
Yeah.
We do, and
yeah.
I like the way that you name them, or the way that you say their names.
Oh, like, Cutter Morningstar!
Uh-huh.
That just sounds real rock and roll.
Right, and then
like,
is that the, don't you do a guitar sound with one of them? Is that the World Class High School?
No, that's Cutter.
Is that a
Cutter Morningstar! Weedly, weedly, weedly!
It's like you just can't say it normally either.
Hot Springs World Class High School. That one just sounds more like formal.
Yeah. So have you visited all the local schools? I assume you have.
I think
probably
so.
At this point.
At least for, you know, like upper.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Was there? There's Lakeside, Fountain, Lake.
Lake Hamilton.
Lake Hamilton. Yeah, that's so many lakes.
Lots of lakes.
Jesseville, Mountain Pine. What else?
I don't know. Why are you looking at me? Like I just
Magnet Cove?
Throughout this
I
whole
don't know if
thing.
Magnet Cove's in Garland County or not.
Okay.
I don't think I've been there yet. Anyway.
And
I'd ask if you have a favorite,
stuff.
But I don't think that's something we should divulge.
Yeah.
I'll say my favorite right now, but we'll bleep it out.
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite is...
All right. Wow, controversial.
I know,
right?
I know. That's just how I roll.
Well, let's see. What
yeah.
else?
What, so you worked in the library before, and we talked about you being a Celine, but coming here for Garland County Library, like, what's your favorite thing about the library? What's your favorite thing about your job? What's your favorite thing about this place?
Okay, big question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dang, Brent.
I know. This is hard-hitting Diane Sawyer stuff.
Yeah. I wasn't prepared for these gotcha questions. Jeez. No, I love just like, and this is going to be a real cheesy answer, but like I'm falling in love with the town of Hot Springs.
Hey,
just in general, like everywhere I've lived in Arkansas, no disrespect to any of them, they've all been fine towns, but just pretty, you know, standard, you know, but popped up around a trading post or something. And then Hot Springs just has character.
Yeah.
And there's always like fun stuff going on. And I don't know, people.
A lot of that's
are
going on at your library.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I live in Benton right now. We don't have a Ren Fair in Benton.
That's right. That was at this last weekend?
Yeah.
Did you go?
No. But it's cool that it's there, you know?
That's... Was that the one that's at the fairgrounds?
Yes.
Oh, I missed it. I went last year.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I was out Saturday or Friday, I was out for Gallery Walk, and I just saw all the Ren Fair people, and I was just like,
nice.
I should have went.
Yeah,
I should have went.
It was pretty great last year. Okay.
I came to, like, the Cherry Blossom Festival several months ago. That was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of things here.
SpaCon.
A lot of festivals and events.
Yeah. I just like in a completely endearing way, I like a weird town supporting weird things.
I like a town that has like ghost stories and stuff, you know?
There's mobsters with Babe Ruth, the ghost.
Yeah.
Same with ghosts in the library.
Oh, are we haunted?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Aaron says no.
Verified.
I verified it.
Sounds like we need to do a new program like ghost hunting.
I got chills.
They're multiplying.
Oh,
well, if they multiply.
Yeah.
Then you're going to be losing control.
Yeah.
What else? What's your second favorite color?
Second
favorite? Yeah, we don't care about your first.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Second favorite, red.
Oh,
red.
What's your least favorite dinosaur?
Least favorite dinosaur.
Yeah, that one's tough, right?
That is. Pachycephalosaurus.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Nice.
Why? You just hate their face?
They know what they did.
That's all I'll say.
No, they're just so hard-headed, you know?
Yeah.
They're just... Nothing gets through to them.
Yeah, well, thank you for joining us. And seriously, go check out Brett and go to the teen calendar at gclibrary.com. Sign up. Remember the 15th of every month, you sign up for the following month's programs.
Okay. If you're a teen, email me to join the Discord.
Yeah.
If you're a parent of a teen, our Discord's very secure. You have to email me to get in. So,
is it bwilliams@gclibrary.com?
That's me.
Nice.
Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks.
No, this is
I still, this is awkward being next to you two, because I keep saying I think that he's the good Brent.
Yeah, it's, yeah, absolutely. And I think the podcast,
you
like,
even part your hair on opposite sides.
Yeah.
I'm
I know.
Saying.
Yeah.
So Brent needs to grow a goatee.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. Please.
And I'm in the back, but if you want to request us being in the same room, it's not possible.
Right.
He's just doing two voices.
But I am moving back and forth between the chairs real fast.
Yeah.
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 So I do think once we remodel and then the teen area is built and open, I think it's going to be one of the biggest draws.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be one of the most exciting parts of the remodel. And I'm pretty excited about it.
I got a lot of fun plans for it.
Well, I've just been around libraries where it's like they have a children's department and an adult department. And then, like, for any library I've worked at, the teens are just like, oh, they're in there.
Yeah.
They're
shoved within.
Yeah, we are like, and so this is going to be really exciting. I'm excited for it, and I hope you teens are. I hope, because they listen to the podcast, for
of
sure.
Course,
right.
Of course.
And
I
hope the parents
love podcasts.
Are. Yes.
From the local newspaper.
Yeah. Yeah.
They love podcasts. They love newspapers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? This is two things I know about. And thanks for doing this.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Hopefully we'll do it again when we remodel.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Checked Out
from the Garland County Library.
New episodes released each Friday from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios. I'm DB Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
Thanks for listening.